fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome. Good day, good day, good day, wherever you are on the planet. Welcome to the Luna Lounge podcast show. My name's Israel Adjozi. You are tuned in to the Luna Lounge. Saying it for the second time, I don't know why I'm repeating myself, but you all know. If you are listening to this show for the first time, whether you're listening live right now or you're listening to the recording, do remember that this podcast is available every week, live, every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. UK time. I'm also available on all podcast platforms, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Google, or you name it, put in the Luna Lounge podcast and you will find me. Please make sure you share with your friends, family. Let the show keep growing. Oh, by the way, I've got a little bit of news about the podcast. And yeah, keep your questions coming. I will be talking about the astrology of the month of December. We're in the last month of the year. We're going to have tarot card of the week. I'll be pulling out that later. Let's have a look at what is in store for us over the course of the next 7 days. What is the oracle revealing for us? What else do I want to talk about? I'm giving a talk in towards... When am I giving this talk? I'm giving this talk towards the end of the month, I believe. I should have the date for you by next week. I'm going to be talking about 2026. Looking at the Chinese astrology, looking at the numerology, looking at the astrology, planetary configurations. What can we expect in 2026? It's a big year ahead. So I'm going to be doing a lecture on that. And yeah, early bird, you're going to get a nice discount. So stay tuned. I will be giving you, everything will be confirmed by next week, Wednesday, which will be the 10th. So I'll give you enough notice and yeah, all of that stuff. I want to give shout outs. Hey, people are already in the building. We've got C. Santi 66. Shout outs to C. Santi. How you doing, Mason? All the way from New York. Geraldine, hello, my dear. How are you doing? Hope you are well. Shout out to Dominica. How you doing? Abdul Grundy. Sounds like Mr. Sounds a bit, it reminds me of the name Ted Bundy. I'm not associating you with Ted Bundy, by the way. Abdul, do forgive me. I'm just saying the way it sounded. Abdul in Minnesota. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. We've got Dylan in the building. Tal, how are you doing? Shalom, how are you doing? It was great to see you on Monday evening. So, yeah, thank you very much. Want to give, see it right there. Right, good chilly morning from Montana, Israel. So, yeah, oh, wow, Montana. Yeah, we like that. Montana, yeah. Tony Montana. Okay, I've been watching a bit of Scarface, Mr. Al Pacino. What is the weather like where you are? Obviously, see right there, letting me know. Good chilly morning from Montana, so it's chilly over there, and well, it's chilly over here as well. I suppose it's chilly most places in the northern hemisphere. For those of you who are privileged to be closer to the equator, maybe in the southern Mediterranean. Along the Southern Mediterranean, or North Africa, or even Sub-Sahara. You know, you're enjoying that nice weather, right? But it has been raining a few, but it's a different kind of rain, isn't it? Can't compare it to our kind of rain. We are suffering over here, weather-wise. Yes, it is what it is. Who we got here? Billa Yoga. Is it Billa Yoga? Shout out to Billa Yoga. Welcome to the show. Taye, my man, how are you doing? Cabo. Welcome to the show. Yes, I will be bringing up the chart in a moment. Let's have a look at what is happening there. Shout out to Angela. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. Just giving my usual shout outs. First 5-10 minutes is all shout outs, isn't it? Keep your comments coming. I will be bringing up the chart for the moment shortly, and we'll be having a look at where the planets are and what it is that we can be looking forward to over the next coming weeks. So yeah, stay tuned. What else did I want to say? What is in the news? I haven't been looking and listening to the news. However, I did see, did you see that little clip with Donald Trump with the news reporter? Because he went for an MRI scan or whatever they call it. MRIs scan, something like that. But he went for the scan and she was interviewing him, and he goes, oh yeah, I'm competent. And he went and said, yeah, I'm more competent than you. Like, you know, he's really like, really? Man, listen, this guy's something else. I tell you, it's, you've got to have a laugh. But it was funny. However, what's been going on? It's the same old stuff, isn't it? Same old story. Wars are still going on. Everyone is complaining, cost of living going up, you know, all of the above and more. Shout out to Tiffany from Memphis, Tennessee. A good day. Trust you all. I trust this upcoming week will be better than the last one. I sincerely hope so. I've been getting into these, you know me, I'm always got to, you see what it is with me. Maybe it's my moon in Taurus, square Mars, but I get these cravings. Well, not cravings. Sorry, let me backtrack there. It's not necessarily cravings, but I get this, I just kind of go into this kind of, what's the word I'm looking for here? Not obsession, but I get something, I find something, and I just like go crazy for it, at like for like 2 or 3 weeks, and then I stop, and then I'll find something else. Now it's figs. I mean, I love figs, fresh figs especially. Oh my God, they are the best fruits. Figs and lychees, you can't beat those two. I'm sorry, mate. So I've got these like these dry figs. They're really nice, very healthy, supposedly. I've just got this craze of them, and I've just bought bags and bags of them. That's what I do. I find something I like, and then I just go in. Probably do too much, you know, my Jupiter. It is what it is. So now it's figs. I'm munching on figs, could you believe? Mason is saying Montana chili is extra though. Oh, is it really now? Shout out to Shay 66. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. So apparently Montana's really chilly. Okay. So is London, UK, mate. Which one's chillier? Find out. I want a full report on my death by tomorrow morning. By the way, I am live on Facebook, although I can't see the Facebook comments. But I'm live on Facebook, live on YouTube, live on Instagram. Every week, 12:30. Tell a friend to tell a friend. What was the news I was going to share? I am the Lunar Lounge podcast is currently the number fourth ranked rated. Fourth, number four of the 100 astrology podcasts. Now, I want to know who's number one, number two, and number three. And they need to be bumped off. By the way, this is not worldwide. This was within the UK. So I'm number four in the UK. That means I must be like number 200 in the world or something like that. And this is, again, in the category of astrology podcasts. Who's number one, two, and three? Really? I'm number four. I need to get to number one, mate. Who do I need to bump off? See it right there saying supermoon tomorrow. Yes. We should be having a look at that in Gemini. It's also got a Mars connection there also as well. So it's going to be supercharged. Tiffany's saying not many people live in Montana. Oh, okay. Well, there's a few people that live there. Abdul lives there. So yeah. Shout out to Jackie. How you doing? Welcome to the show. Shout out to Marie. Good morning from Montana. Another one. Is that somebody else? Hold on a minute. How many people are living in Montana here? Is somebody else from Montana here? What's going on here? Abdul's in Minnesota, right? Sorry, Abdul's in Minnesota. I'm getting the places mixed up now. Montana, Minnesota. No, Abdul's in Minnesota. But Tiffany's saying not many people live in Montana, but yeah, people do live in Montana. So two people are in Montana, yeah, see it right there. And yeah, see it right there. And who's this? I know who that is. Amy. Isn't that Amy? Amy's in Montana, I believe, something like that. Shout out to Florence. How you doing? Welcome to the show. Tiffany's saying that's a unique niche. What is a unique niche? Minnesota is cold too. I suppose it, yeah. Amy and Karen, yes, okay, no problem. Competition time later on. Oh my God. I think I gave it away last week, didn't I? God, bloody hell. Last week, what was it? Two people answered. This week, about eight. Jesus Christ. Anyhow, please forgive me. I'm munching on these figs. Like I said, I've got a bit of a, not a craving, but just got a little thing for them at the moment. They're in style. Figs. It is what it is. Welcome to the show, Yvette. Good afternoon. Lordy Lord, I'm late. Been watching The Reckoning of Sean Combs. Oh my days, what an evil guy. Sean Combs, bloody hell. Mr. P. Diddy, Puff Daddy. I hear ya. It happens like that. Shout out to Trisha. Trisha Smith, welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. I'll be bringing up the show. Bringing up the charts, the astrology chart in a moment. We'll have a look at that, see where the planets are and have talk about that. Minnesota, that's correct, Abdul. Thank you for the correction. Must be great to be back, Englishman. Yeah, definitely. Always good to be back. So, hi, guys. How are you seeing me? Portrait, landscape? I've got both of them on my screen. They show me both. This is this new thing that, the platform which I'm using, which is StreamYard. This is what they're doing at the moment. They're just, it's all about using this. I don't know. It's probably taking up more bandwidth as well, isn't it? Probably what makes this thing a bit slow sometimes. I don't trust it. Anywho, Tiffany says, P. Diddy, give us Scorpio Rising a bad rap. I don't think P. Diddy's, I think Scorpio's just always had a bad rap, to be quite honest. It's the one with the worst reputation, Scorpio. But yeah, it is what it is, isn't it? It's just one person. He doesn't represent all Scorpios. He's just one of those guys, and there's many, many others also as well. It happens. Of course, in that world or that level, that celebrities, whatever, well-known people, of course, there's a lot of dodgy stuff going on. But there's far more of that going on in everyday amongst people of quote unquote your average person in the community. There's more of that going on than there is amongst the celebrities. We just know about that, obviously, because it makes headlines. It's good for tabloid news, right? It's good for a little gossip. That's all what it is. All of that stuff's happening every day, all around you, in your neighborhood. Some of you, maybe your next-door neighbors doing worse things than makes probably Puff Daddy and what's his name there? Jeffrey Epstein. Look like choir boys. Yeah. Some of them are living on your street. And make no mistake about it. I like it. Freshen up. Okay. See right there. So you see me as portrait. Okay. You can see psychopathic energy in his eyes and his mother's. Well, people say that. I don't know. Can you? Psychopathic? What, in P. Diddy? I don't know. Depends how he's looking, I guess. Trisha's saying, you see me as landscape. So some of you see me as landscape. Yeah. We'll be bringing up the chart. Tiffany's saying, I can. Okay. Mr. P. Diddy, eh? What a man. Anywho. Miriam. Shout out to Miriam. Bisharat. Miriam Bisharat, welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. I'll be bringing up the astrology for the moment. And his mother's, you're saying, as well. I haven't really seen his mother. I have seen her, but I can't if I was to see a picture of her, I can't say to say that, but I have seen her before, well, maybe I think some party he was doing many years ago, but it's not, her face doesn't stand out. Yvette saying yes, totally agree with psycho eyes. Yeah, got piercing eyes, I suppose that's but you know, Puff Daddy, you know, I'm just kind of like more looking from the days of Biggie Smalls and hip-hop videos, you know, that kind of thing. He doesn't look so psycho like that. She's in the documentary, 50 Cent did. Yeah, 50 Cent's another one. It is what it is. Okay. Ain't got time for Netflix. Too busy doing astrology for people. So let's look at the what else is going on in the news. I just wanted to just quickly talk about that, so bear with me. Let's have a look. What's making the top news? Which 19 countries has Trump halted immigration applications from? Oh, really? Okay, that seems to be big news. What's this? Are you listening to this? Right? A nursery worker pleads guilty to 26 serious sexual offences against children. I believe this is in the UK. What's this one? How much you should be tipping at restaurants? That's interesting. How much do you tip in restaurants? £2, £3, £5, $10, $20. It is what it is. Pope Leo urges Donald Trump not to try to oust Venezuelan president by force. Yeah. You really think he's going to listen to you, Pope? You really think Donald Trump gives a damn about you? I don't think so. Donald Trump will do what he wants to do, when he wants to do it, and how he wants to do it, because he's the greatest president.
Greatest president that God ever created.
Exactly. And he's got to win.
Get rid of them. I got to win against them.
Exactly. So, I don't know what Pope Leo thinks he's doing. Look at the name, Pope Leo, and Trump happens to be Leo Rising as well, by the way. Yeah. What's going on with Venezuela? I heard, listen to this, the army chief it gets $9 a month wages. This is like the head of like an army barrack, military chief. Could you imagine? Captain chief, military, like $9 a month. Really? I'm moving to Venezuela. Be a bloody billionaire over there, wouldn't I? Something like that. What's this? UK government delays Chinese super embassy decision again. What decision for what? Listening to this one. Thousands without water in Kent after chemical issue. Kent, that's not far from me. Oh dear, what's going on? Zelensky says Ukraine and US have worked out 20-point peace plan. What does that mean? What does that mean? You've worked out a peace plan, really? I'm telling you, man, Trump's gonna stop this war, man. Yeah, of course, it's gonna favor Putin more. What are you gonna stop that war? He better. That's something there. That seems to be something that's the top kind of news at the moment. What else here? What else have I got? No. Yeah, I think that, yeah, that's it. I think I'll stop there. Just thought I'd brabble about with a little bit of the news. Keep your comments coming. I'll be bringing up the astrology of the chart at the moment. What is this? It's on Netflix. See it right there. 31/ Atlas Visiting. What's that? What's that seat right there? What you put? Rachel Lyon Reeves. Ah, okay, yeah. You're talking about the are you talking about the budget? Is that what you're referring to? Something along that line. Prince. I keep wanting to call him Prince Andrew. It's no longer Andrew, is it? It's no longer Prince Andrew. I just call you Andrew. Stripped of his last title yesterday. No, I think they said he's got one more title left, which has to be stripped by something. I don't know when he was in the Navy or the Army or something like that. But his last one was stripped yesterday. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Shamed Andrew is formally stripped of his last remaining royal titles, as his eviction from the Royal Lodge in Windsor is delayed until early next year. Really? You got another 3 weeks, Andrew, and you're out. Oh, dear. It's crazy. It is crazy. What else did I want to say? What else was here? All coming up. Who knows? Maybe with this full moon in Gemini, we might get some information coming up here. Tiffany's saying it's related to astrology because that documentary was released while Mercury was in Scorpio. Yeah. Well, it always affects the time. 20%. Oh, 20%? Depends on that service that we get for a tip. Oh, okay. Oh, you're all right. I get what you're saying. Okay. Yeah, you Americans do. You Americans have to tip big, don't you? They tip big in America. Because a lot of the waiters and waitresses, that's their wages. They get paid very low wage. So they rely on the tips, right? But this is my thing. This is my ethos. You get a good tip when you provide a good service. And that's not all on the waiter or the waitress. You see, sometimes you get very good waiters or waitresses, but the food is crap. Do you still tip? Answer that one, people. The food is crap, but the service in terms of how they served you and the waiter, the waitress, whoever, wonderful, very polite, very professional, food on time, everything's great. Do you still tip? Let's flip it round. The food is absolutely delicious, but the waiter and waitress are horrible, a little bit like we've got a Chinese restaurant in Chinatown. Everybody knows Chinatown, don't you, in London? Yeah, we got a restaurant in Chinatown called Wonky's. I'm not giving them a promotion. I'm giving you a heads up if you want to decide to go there and eat. It's called Wonky's. Hello, pretty. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. Great to see you. Hope you're well. That is her name, by the way, pretty. I'm not just, she is pretty, but, you know, I'm not just calling her pretty. That is her name. Back again to Wonky's. The worst service treatment in the world. If you want to experience the worst service, go to Wonky's in Chinatown. But I tell you what, their food is really delicious. So, do you still tip? And by the way, the food is delicious. You want to tip the waiter, right? So this is another thing. The food is delicious. The waiter and waiter are terrible. So you tip because it's good food. But, well, in some places, I think they do share the tips. But in some places, they don't. The money goes to the waiter or the waitress, not the chef. Because the chef is getting a wage. You see, it's all messed up. So 20%. Okay. Yeah. Yvette saying, yeah, depends on the service we get for a tip. Yeah. See right there. Interstellar Comet. Oh, Interstellar Comet. Or alien UFO. Oh, really? Are we being visited by aliens? Is this what you are saying?
That is correct.
Oh, my God. Darth Vader is in town. Yeah, UFO. I will believe it when I see one. And when I see one up close. When I see one, with the, come on, what are we on now? What, iPhone 17? It's got three cameras. It's got, I don't know, 7 million pixel per second. And you still can't show me a clear UFO. Everything has to be blurry. And who are these camera people? They can't seem to hold something steady. Like, you know, eh. Yeah. Yeah, the aliens are coming. Really? I think any chance of aliens coming to this world to come and visit us has long gone. They flew by and looked at us and thought, hell no. If you was an alien, right, which means that you've got some kind of superior technology to travel through space at alarming speeds and go from galaxy to galaxy or planet to planet, would you really want to come to Earth? I don't think so. I don't think so. The same way you don't want to visit your slum or ghetto, if you do have a ghetto in your city where you live, the same way why you don't want to visit that is the same way aliens don't want to visit here either. As a matter of fact, it would actually even be worse than visiting a slum or a local ghetto. Tiffany says, I do. I do what? You want to marry me? I do. Are we at the altar? I'm just joking. I know what you're referring to. But I was in that industry for 15 years. Mm. You can tell us a few things then, can't you then, Tiffany? Oh, 15 years. Wow. Yeah, you've got some experience. I hear that. the Andrew formerly known as Prince. See, I'm joking now. Or my old phone. I've heard about wonky. LOL, very rude. I tip wait service fast. I tip wait service first. Food quality second. Okay, okay. I do like a good, well, everybody likes a good, sorry, everybody likes a good dish, I guess, but yeah, you do want a combination of both. You want good food and you want good service, of course. It's all in the name, wonkies. Yeah, yeah. Yvette saying, I've heard about wonkies, yeah. They are so rude. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Yeah, you want that? Other that, other that, other that. Some of them will even dictate what you should be what you should be ordering. Yeah, that's how bad they are. But the food is nice. Cheap as well. And very quick. They just bring it out. You think, what the heck? Is that cooked? But yes, it is. Steaming, boiling hot. Very tasty. But rude. Trista said it's all in the name wonkies. I get ya. See right there says, I'm talking about the 31 Atlas interstellar comet in our solar system. Yes. Comets. Yeah, there's astrologers who specialize in that, you know, specialize in that, in looking at comets and their effects us down here on Earth. It is what it is. Anywho, without further ado, Let's go to the astrology and let's see what's happening there. Okay, what do we got? Booyah! We got a moon in Taurus. We got an exalted moon. Yes, I love it. Favors people like Moa, who've got moon in Taurus. It means I just had my, not too long ago, I had my lunar return. okay. Moon is in Taurus. We'll be moving into Gemini tomorrow as we have the full moon. So let's have a look here. Venus is now in Sagittarius. I spoke about that last week. What have we got? What's happening? We've got... What is going on? This is what happens when you eat and talk at the same time. My mother warned me, Israel, no. Eat first, speak later. Don't do both at the same time. So my mother's looking down at me on heaven right now saying, I told you so. Mercury. Mercury in Scorpio. It's trining Jupiter and Saturn. Saturn has officially gone direct out of retrograde. However, so we've got this grand trine here, which is going to be quite interesting because tomorrow's full moon in Gemini is ruled by Mercury, and Mercury is currently trining Jupiter and Saturn. So this can be good because it's a full moon. We're likely going to hear some direct, honest, open truths, which have a lot of depth to them, which are also structured, right? And, you know, it's got growth to it because of Jupiter. So I'm quite looking forward to the full moon tomorrow. I think we can really look forward to that with Mercury trining Jupiter and Saturn right about now. So, yeah, so that's good. So we've got this grand trine in water. Mercury's moving direct now, meaning we don't have nobody to blame anymore for our lateness and our hiccups. Who are you going to blame now? Jupiter? Suppose you can blame Jupiter retrograde, Uranus retrograde, Neptune retrograde. But we're still in the shadow period, aren't we? So yeah, Mercury, you're not quite out of it yet. Make no mistake about that. So what else is happening here? We just had a sextile, but it's finishing now with Venus. 2 days ago, she was sextile in Pluto. But that's really waning now. That'll be over by tomorrow. We've got Mars. Mars at the moment is coming up to square Saturn. Right? Mars is coming up to square Saturn. So what is that about? Mars, the planet that likes to move fast, is squaring Saturn that likes to do things slow and concentrated. So people, do be mindful. Do any of you who are listening to the show have a Mars-Saturn aspect? I don't care what aspect it is, conjunction, sextile, trine, square, opposition. Do you have a Mars-Saturn aspect? Because you will definitely be feeling this planetary alignment or configuration. Now, people, do be aware. Mars is to do with motivation, action. He's the driver, right? And he's coming against Saturn, squaring Saturn. So there's a bit of tension there. So what's going to have to happen is there seems to be a lot of energy. It's in Sag as well. So, and as you know, Sagittarius is the energy which is quite quick and quite swift, right? It's quite quick and quite swift. So things are going to be made to be slowed down. So we may experience a little bit of frustration over the course of the next week, whilst Mars is perfecting his square to that Saturn. So we'll keep moving along and we'll see which day. So tomorrow the 4th. So tomorrow we've got the full moon in Gemini, right? And the full moon in Gemini is also somewhat, I say the sun is kind of conjunct Mars, but the moon will also be opposing that Mars. So it's a full moon which has a lot of, watch out for a lot of heated exchanges. I don't know whether it's with politicians, famous people, popular people, but also in your immediate environment with people who you connect with or, you know, communicate with. A lot of heat, a lot of direct, there could be, we need to be very careful how we're communicating over the course of the next couple of days, because we're talking about a full moon here. And what the full moon does is it brings things up. It brings up emotions. It's the moon. It's linked with our emotions. So there can be a tendency for our emotions to erupt or for something to raise. And with that opposition with Mars, it's got a bit of fierceness in there. So, and because it's in the sign of Gemini, which is ruled by Mercury, communication, I feel, yeah. I think we're really in for a bit of a treat, one could say, in the area of communication. Let's put it that way. Yeah? So do watch out for that. Watch how you are speaking with people and, how you're expressing yourself. Essentially, yeah, is what you want to be very, very mindful of over the course of, I would say definitely, well, particularly tomorrow, over the course of the next couple of days, but I would probably say, because it's a lunation, over the course of the next 2 weeks, you want to be, watching out for that. So, there's going to be a tendency to be very impatient and impulsive and reactive. Now, because Mars is square Saturn, that can slow things down, but that could also make you more frustrated. So where you're being impulsive and really want to get things through, do be a bit mindful, right? Because again, whether it comes through heated debates, it could come through acts of violence. You know, you may find yourself being a bit more blunt, especially with Mars in Sagittarius. We know Sagittarius energy can be very sharp, very blunt, very direct, right? So do be careful in terms of how you're speaking with people. Try to avoid using harsh words. Try to be mindful of, confrontational statements. Or using language as a weapon, right? These are the kind of things. And things may escalate very quickly. That's the thing with this kind of configuration. So be sure to watch out for that. Is it Amy? Amy? Sorry. I am astrology reading. Okay. What up, man? He says. Okay. Yvette says, we call it craving, eat and talk at the same time. Yeah, that's me. I'm craving. So I am astrology reading says, I have Mars Saturn trine in air. Well, yeah, this particular alignment over the course, I would say over the course of the next week, you need to be very mindful. You are going to experience Mars square Saturn more, regardless whether it's touching anything in your chart or not. So you're going to find yourself over the course of the next week wanting to do something and something hitting you back. So you've got to move slow. It's got to be progressive, step by step. That's what Mars, Saturn is about. Mars, Saturn together are a powerhouse when they really get on form. So it's just about taking that step. So yeah, I am astrology readings. That's for you. You need to definitely be having that. Amy is also saying, I have Mars, Saturn trine in Leo Sag. So another one. You're going to be experiencing the Mars, Saturn effect very strongly. If you find yourself just hitting that, if you find yourself, you're trying to do something and you're hitting that wall, just take a step back, breathe in and go again, but slower. You see, that's what it is. Tiffany's saying, my partner has Mars, Saturn conjunction in Virgo and my baby has Mars, Saturn sextile. I have a wide sign based trine. Okay, so this Mars Saturn is for all three of you, for mama, papa, and baba. So yeah, you'll enjoy that as a family. But there's tremendous stamina there. Yeah, remember, there's no growth without squares. This Mars square Saturn can be a great time for us to really maybe, you know, projects that we've been, that we've been finding a bit difficult or challenging, to really get to work on it. Right? So this is how essentially we want to be using it, the to the best of our ability. Shout out to N3C144. What kind of name is it? What's that? Bimsa Braids, welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. So this is how Mars Saturn essentially is. LOL, my teenage son and I definitely had an eruption of emotions yesterday. Oh, sounds like it's kicking off already. I'm interviewing a ballot company tomorrow. I trust the interview will go well. Yeah, why not? Can be very direct, like I said. Very clear. It's a great moon for communication, actually. It's in Gemini, of course. So it should be. Coolio. I think for you guys in America, the full moon still may be, depending which part of America you're on, it will be on the 4th. But for us in the UK or other Western, it will be on the 5th. For us, it will be on the 5th. But for, yeah, certain parts of America, it will be on the 4th. So, do watch out for that. What else I was going to say? Going back here. Okay, so that's the 4th. So what else have we got? So we've got the full moon coming up. It's got a lot of energy to it, this full moon. Got a lot of energy to it. Sounded like Donald Trump there. It's got a lot of energy. Got a lot of energy, you know. it's the greatest. So it's got great energy to it. And speaking of Donald Trump, it's in Gemini. Donald Trump's a Gemini. Matter of fact, Mars is going to be transiting Donald Trump's sun in the next couple of days. It's probably why he was having a go at the reporter the other day. Mars is having a Mars transit. Mars is transiting, it's opposing his sun. Yeah, it's going to transit his moon. He's got moon in Gemini. He's got sun in Gemini. He's got moon in Sagittarius. So Mars at the moment is transiting Donald Trump's moon and opposing Donald Trump's sun. Mm-hmm. Yep. So we may be hearing quite a bit of news about Trump over the course of the next couple of days. With all this full moon in Gemini and Mars in Sagittarius, and another thing, Saturn in Pisces is squaring Donald Trump's chart. It's squaring his sun and moon right now. He's not having it easy, you know. Not at the moment, you know. But it will go. It's a phase, as it all is. Donald Trump, are you looking for any kind of advisor by any chance? There's an, you know, I know an astrologer who's up for, you know, if there's any vacancies for an astrologer in your cabinet, Mr. Donald Trump, please give me a call. I would gladly accept. You know, I don't charge much, Donald. You know, $500,000 a year, nothing that you cannot afford. Tiffany says he doesn't take advice. Oh, he'll take my advice. Oh, yes, he will. You just got to know how to give it to him. That's the problem. You don't know how to speak to him. You know, got to show him some respect. Remember, he's the greatest president.
The greatest president that God ever created.
That is correct. So the moment you do, you know, it's fine. you just got to know how to give him the advice. That's all what it is. But we're going to be hearing quite a lot from him because this full moon is going to be hitting him big. Okay, what else have we got? So this is for 6th of December. The Mercury is becoming tighter in that trine with Jupiter and with Saturn, right? So increased information, communication. It's a nice grand trine. But, you know, the thing is this. Trines make you lazy. I repeat, trines make you lazy. And this grand trine here, as lovely as it looks, you know what's going to happen? People are not going to do no reading. They're not going to do no research. They're going to, and this is going to actually... It's going to on many levels, it's going to cause more of a trouble than it actually is going to do benefit. It should do because it's a trine, but it's not because it's going to make people lazy. So it will favor certain things like trade. Mercury is connected with trade. He's moving direct now. So certain, you know, trade is going to go up. Some of you who do trading, you'll make some money. So cool. So we get Mercury there at 24. So this is going to be on the 6th of December. So in the next couple of days. On the 7th of December, it's going to be exact. Mercury-Saturn trine will be exact on the 7th. And then we've got Mars here, pretty much near enough exact, coming to square Saturn, right? That's going to be on the 7th. On the 8th of December, 9th of December. So on the 9th of December, we've got Mars squaring Saturn exact. On the 8th, 9th of December, Mars will be squaring Saturn exact. So this is all going up all to next week, Tuesday, Wednesday. Next week when I'm doing the podcast also as well. So, yeah, things are not going to be easy, people. Take it easy. Be mindful how you're dealing with people, how you're speaking with people, you know, frustration. Go to the gym. You know, it can clog up a lot of energy. It can feel like you're driving with the handbrake on. Yeah? You know. So, yeah. So do watch out for this Mars Saturn over the course of the next week, people. It's a very crucial aspect. Shout out to Shanti. Shanti, is it Shanti B? Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Okay, back to the astrology. What else are we seeing here? So the square is going to be exact 8th, 9th of December. 10th of December. Then it's going to start to separate. It will still be there. The Mars will still be squaring Saturn, so do watch out for that. And what else are we going to be having? Venus seems to be catching up to the Sun. catching up to the sun. It would be nice if you can catch up with the sun so that we can get a nighttime Venus so we can put an end to all this war. Yes. And then also on the 12th of December, on the 11th, 12th of December, Mercury moves back into Sagittarius. We're going to have four planets in Sagittarius: Mercury, Venus, Sun, Mars. A lot of Sagittarius energy. So it's going to be quite volatile. Yeah, it's going to be quite volatile. Very explorative. Is that a word? However, before Mercury moves in to Sagittarius, round about the 8th, 9th, 10th of December, Mercury will oppose Uranus, especially on the 9th of December. He opposing Uranus. This could be explosive news. Look at what news comes out in your, well, from in your local area, in your country. It's going to be quite explosive and quite revealing also as well. Mercury opposing Uranus. We may hear of some breakthrough in terms of telecommunications, technology, information. We are likely going to hear some breakthroughs through that. So, yeah, that's a good one. One to look forward to. That's going to be on the 9th of December. That's next week, Tuesday. On the 10th, which is next week, Wednesday, that's when Mercury is going to be exact in opposition to Uranus. Exact. Next week, Tuesday. So while I'm running this show, who knows what I might say next week? Watch out, people. And then on the 10th, the 10th, 11th, then he starts to separate. And then on the 11th, 12th, he moves into Sagittarius. Then what do we start having? At this time, Mars is still square Saturn, but it's separating. But then Mars starts to make a square to Neptune. Mars, Neptune. People, we might not have some energy around this time. You might be feeling weak. Is there anybody here who has an aspect with Mars, Neptune in their chart? Any aspect? Conjunction, sextile, trine, opposition, square? Speak up or forever hold your peace. I will strongly advise you to have a nice piece of steak or have some oysters. I don't eat oysters, but have some oysters. Get your iron level up. Yeah? Our energies may be a little bit scattered around this time. Mars square Neptune. This is going to be 11th, 10th, 11th, 12th of December. Watch out for this. Yeah, so that gets closer. Then the sun starts to make a square to Saturn. The sun is going to start to make a square to Saturn, right? From the 12th, 13th of December. Then on 13th, 14th of December, Mars will be exactly square Neptune. We're going to be all over the place. Our energies are going to be scattered. We're going to feel diffused. We're going to feel delusional. We're going to be sort of like, we're all going to be high. Especially for those of you who, do the, you know what? Smoke some marijuana. So do watch out for that. Sun is going to be squaring Saturn. So that's going to be interesting. We're going to be feeling, and then we've got Sun square Saturn, which is indicating, hey, fix up, organize. Wake up and smell the coffee. Anybody here with a Sun Saturn aspect in your chart? Conjunction trine. Yep, you're going to feel this. especially if you have Sun Square Saturn in your chart. If you have any Sun Square Saturn in your chart, you will have that. Tiffany saying, I have the square. You have the square? You have the square of what? Mars, Neptune? Are we talking about here? Who is this? Jota. Is it Jota? Joe. I'll just call you Joe. Hi, Israel. Oh, dear. I have Sagittarius. So joy for my birthday month. Okay. Yeah, a lot of energy. A lot of energy. A lot of Saggy energy there. Joe saying conjunction. So you have conjunction. Yeah, well, if you, yeah, well, in Sagittarius, right? You've got a lot of planets. And I take it they're all being hit. Or some of them already have been hit with what's going on with all the planets now in Sagittarius. Tiffany saying, I have Sun square Saturn and Mars square Neptune. Yeah, you're going to be feeling this one. 100. You are going to be feeling this one. So do watch out for 13th, 14th, 15th of December. This is where you're going to be start to feeling this, especially the Sun square Saturn. Slow down. Take it easy. You may find like you're feeling a little bit under the weather, not so energetic. You want to rest. You want to take time out. You want to, yeah, all of that is what you're going to be finding with Sun square Saturn. Joe saying 11th, 12th, 13th of December. Eat steak, okay? Yeah. Get your energy. Or oysters. Eat some oysters. For those of you who like oysters. Right? Eat some oysters. You all like oysters. I don't. Mussels and oysters and all this kind of stuff. All heavy in iron, you know. So yeah. Yeah, eat a steak. Mars square Neptune, you want to be eating a steak. Tiffany saying, I just got over being sick and had to stay up 24 hours yesterday, so I'm already feeling it. Oh, God. It's taking place already, is it? Well. Joe saying, I have Mars at 7 degrees Sag, Neptune at 10. Yeah. Are you anemic? It's a very common signature. So yeah, do watch out for that. But Mars is going to be that last on the 13th, 14th of December is the last square, and then guess what? On the 15th, Mars moves into Capricorn. We're going to have a Mars in Capricorn. Exalted Mars. You see, got Mars exalted. Can't get better than that. So he gets past all of that. So we're gonna have Mars in Capricorn. What else are we gonna be having? So that's gonna be on the 15th of December. Anything else? Then the sun is coming up to square Saturn even more on the 15th of December. 16th of December. Oh. On the 16th, 17th of December is where we're going to get an exact square of Sun Saturn. An exact square of Sun Saturn. It's going to be tough, people. Those of you who got Sun Saturn aspects in your chart, you will feel this one. Time to slow down, feeling a little bit restricted, but you need to do your duties diligently. Dot the I's and cross the T's. I think Mercury, I've still got to blame you, Mercury. You're in the shadow period. That's what you want to be doing. We're going to have on the 20th, I believe, of December, we are going to have a new moon. It's going to be the 20th for us in the UK. It still might be the 19th for you guys in the US. Or people further east, again, in the world, it will be the 20th. For people who are more west, it will be the 19th. We're going to have a new moon in the sign of Sagittarius. Now, this one's going to be an interesting one. Because in a sense, it squares Saturn. But more importantly, it squares Neptune. We're all going to be high again. So, yeah, we're going to have a huge burst, if you want to say, a big shot of Sagittarius energy on the 20th of December, which will be, what, the day, about a day and a half before the winter solstice. I think I'll talk more about that tomorrow. But I am going to leave it right there for the cosmic news. See it right there. Spinach, good for iron. Correctamundo. Correctamundo. Spinach is good for the iron. Sounds like you... good for getting iron. Sounds like you've been watching Popeye. We all remember Popeye, don't we? Yeah. It will give you plenty of energy. That is what you need, right? Plenty of energy, and yeah, you're good to go. energy for days. So it is what it is. Yeah, spinach is very good. Plants that are very dark green in color, kale, all these kind of dark green, they often are quite good for. But spinach is the best one for iron. Pumpkin seeds are very good for zinc. Iron, things like that, quite heavy. Popeye, yeah, you'll remember Popeye, of course we do. Yeah, so that is the astrology. Let's get back to back to what are we back to? So yeah, what else do I want to talk about? Years coming to an end. Astrology. Anybody interested in studying astrology? Proper astrology. Deep astrology. traditional. Hellenistic. Medieval. Psychological. Only on one platform and one online academy. Sacred Planets. Hit me up. There's still the Black Friday deal. It finishes in 4 days. So I'll get on it quick. Guess what? Not one, not two, not three, but soon to be a fourth. Four live classes every week. People, you want to jump on board. There is no other astrology platform that is doing it. You get lifetime access, study, bring your chart. Well, you'll get a copy of your own chart anyway. But we every question will be answered. So sign up. You've got another 4 days left and the 50% discount is there, but it goes in 4 days time. Tarot, numerology, geomancy, palmistry classes, maybe starting in the new year at this rate. You've got Christmas to come up. Yeah, save some money so that you can join the classes or you can do the courses. I think I'm going to be starting them in January, to be quite honest. Don't want to be disrupted. Plus, it's good. Beginning of the year, new course. Learn something new. But I will be doing a lecture. I will talk about this next week. And I'll be giving you the information for any of you who want to sign up. 2026. What is in store for us in 2026? I'll be talking about all the planetary alignments. Shout out to Malida Marie. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. Yeah, I'll be talking about all the upcoming configurations. What's 2026 look like? What are we should be looking out for? Yeah, it is what it is. What else did I want to say? Yeah, let us go to competition time. It's that time of the week. I asked a question. I went 2 weeks. I let it roll on for 2 weeks. It's the second time I've done it. I don't do it much. It's only because there was only two people who answered last week. It was like a bit poor. But I obviously gave it away, because then this week, I got, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 people. Really? Really? And you guys don't normally answer, you weren't answering last week, but I gave it away. I suddenly hit my head, and I was like, why did you say that? Guess what? 7 answers. Every single one of them is correct. Did you hear what I said? Every single one is correct. Okay. Coming in first, Eamon. I'm giving you the list in terms of when they came in. Eamon or Eamon. I can never pronounce your name. Eamon, something like that. Eamon came in first. Catherine came in second. Sura came in third. Amy came in fourth. Karen came in fifth. Christian came in sixth. And what? James. James. You said that this morning. Okay. Came in seventh. I asked a question. What were the 4 planets except Jupiter? Which I gave you for me. So you removed that one out, didn't you? Were responsible for travel. And one person tried to answer that last week and said Saturn. So that rules that out, didn't it? So, like I said, all of you answered correct. Every single one of you were correct. The 4 planets that are connected with travel are Sun, Moon, Mercury, and Mars. You were all correct. All of you were correct. Even Karen was saying, my guess. You see, I say everyone was guessing. I like this one by Karen. Greetings from snowy Montana. Oh, snowing in Montana. My guess is Sun, Moon, Mercury, and Mars. Did I win? Well, you got it right. You didn't win in terms of timing. Even Christian says, Moon, Mercury, the Sun, guessing, he puts in brackets, Mars. Guessing, he puts in brackets. You're slacking, Christian. Well, this 1 minute past midnight ain't cutting it, mate. The first 4 came in, 5 came in, first 5 came in 0000. What separated them was seconds, literally seconds. Crazy, isn't it? So the winner is Eamon. You came in first. You are the winner. £30 will be sent over to you. It is what it is. What is this week's question? I like that. See it right there. It says, woohoo. Oh, congratulations, Eamon. Yeah, Eamon, Eamon. Eamon's saying, moon and sun houses are joy, are related to travel. And you touched on the houses a bit last week. That's why I went for the sun and moon. Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's what gave it away. Those are the four planets that are connected with travel. That is correct. This week's question, though. Got a bit of a yeah, it is what it is. Okay. I think I might have asked this question before. Have I? I may have. I may not have. Anywho. There are two planets that are connected to dolphins. What are those two planets? That is the question. I ask a question, for those of you listening for the first time, I ask a question, and it's the first person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, at midnight. So adjust the clocks on your time zone. Midnight, next week, Wednesday, and I announce it the following morning. The email address, for those of you listening to the recording, is thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. For those of you watching me on YouTube or on Instagram, you can see it right now on your screens. What are the two planets which are connected, associated, ruled, or rules? Dolphins. Dolphins. We know dolphins, don't we? Those wonderful, happy fish. Yes, two planets. I'm going to give you a little hint here. It's not Neptune. Neptune's not one of them. Right, two planets connected with dolphins. Yes, dolphins. First person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, midnight UK time, gets the proud winner of £30. For the coming up to the Christmas, it's going to be raised. It's going to go for £50. So keep it here. Stay locked right here at the Lunar Lounge. Which are the two planets associated, said to rule, or connected with dolphins? Let me know. thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. Next week, Wednesday, midnight, UK time. Adjust your clocks. Okay. That is competition. Competition time over. We're coming to the end of the show. I've got places to go, people to see. I'm a busy man, especially December, my busiest month of the year. God, I am dreading it. I've been up since 3 o'clock this morning. Do I look tired? Yeah, I know. That's why. No rest for the wicked, you know. Yeah, astrology must be wicked. I ain't been having no sleep of lately. Yeah. So it is what it is. It's the nature of the beast. And what a beast it is. So I'm just shuffling the cards here. Let's have a look at what the tarot card of the week is for us this week. And we'll see what it is. Trying to get some guests lined up for this show. Don't worry, they're coming. all right, let's have a shuffle. And let's see what's going to be the card for this week. What do we got? The Tower? What? The Tower? We're going to have a bit of chaos, maybe. We got the Tower, baby. It's going to come out at some point. For us, it's this week. This card is about breaking the ground. I suppose it's good for this time of year. The Tower indicates a restructuring is necessary. Things falling apart, Week going to be a little bit chaotic. The tower represents the falling down of certain structures around us in our life that we need to dismantle. It can have a little bit of a chaotic, fast, rug pulled from underneath your feet kind of effect. That is what the tower is about. It's indicating that over the course of the next 7 days, we need to break free. That's the great thing about this card. It's about breaking free, getting released from the bondages of life, from the restrictions of life. That is what this card is about. This card is about liberation. This card is about release. It's about fire, right? This definitely coincides with that Mars square Saturn. This is what it is. It's about breaking down those things that restrict us. It's about release from frustration. Now, we've all got a bit of frustration, or we've encountered some frustration. This card is indicating it's release time. Burn it down. Break the chains. Set yourself free. Tear it down. Tear down the system. This is what it's about. The parts that need to be readjusted. It's a bit of a wake-up call. It's a shake-up. That's what it's about. The tower. Like the Tower of Babel. There's just certain things that need to be realigned. And that's what it's about. And that is the tarot card for this week. what else I was going to say? Yeah, I think we've come to the end of the show. I want to thank each and every single one of you who participated. Thank you for your comments. All of you guys on Instagram, YouTube, wherever you were listening from, everyone from all parts of the world. Thank you. Like I say, the show number 4. Climb the right. I think I was number 10 and then I moved. Yeah, number 4. I'm going to be number one. So yeah, astrology podcast, that is number 4. Not bad. But let's keep it going. Tell a friend. For those of you watching me on YouTube, please like, subscribe, and add a comment. Put a little comment in. I'm getting the numbers. Good amount of viewership, but you know, it is what it is. Hopefully looking to bring back Lissy, Cosmic Universe, Cosmic Fusion, to bring her back. What else did I want to say? Anything announcements? No, that's about it. Hit me up. Black Friday deal has been extended. So it's there for about another 4 or 5 days or so. Then it goes. So jump on board if you want to sign up. Learn some astrology. Lifetime access. Get to ask any question. Come on, bring it to the classroom. Get good breakdowns. Reading material, recordings available to you. You can be sipping on a pina colada on the beaches in Barbados and be attending my classes. literally that. Yes, it's all good. So do hit me up, send me the an email or whatever. You don't have to get on me. And I shall point you in the appropriate direction. sacredplanets@gmail.com is my email. sacredplanets@gmail.com is my email. sacredplanets.co.uk is my website. Make sure you look me up, get in contact. And let's get the show on the road. Without further ado, want to thank each and every single one of you all. It's come to the end of the show. I want to thank each and every single one of you. Those of you who are watching me on Portrait, Landscape, both. Yeah.
Welcome to the Luna
Thank
Lounge.
You very much. My name's Israel Ajozi. You have been listening to the Luna Lounge, one and only. I'll be back with you next week, 12:30 p.m. usual time. You know how it is. People, stay blessed, stay safe, and I am out.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.